The International Association of Venue Managers recently held its annual conference at the Phoenix Convention Center. From KJZZ's business desk, Christina Estes reports on how the events and meetings industry is dealing with high inflation and low staffing.
The industry overall is about 70% back to pre-COVID attendance levels, but prices are not. Kate Christensen runs an event planning business. Companies call her to find a venue and make all the arrangements. She told conference attendees prices are making some jaws drop.
For instance, a resort here in Phoenix is now charging $10.50 a bottle of water, regular little 16-ounce water, plus plus.
Plus plus refers to taxes and gratuity.
And that plus at that particular resort is 24%.
So that $10.50 water actually costs just more than $13. To find savings, drink and snack carts can be offered to guests who pay on their own. For meals, Christensen may consider boxed lunches, buffets, or speak directly with the chef.
And see how we can plan our meal that is going to be maybe not substantially less, but a couple dollars off of a plate of, you know, a group of 500 makes a difference.
It's also labor engineering.
Greg Fender works for Sodesco Live, a company that handles concessions for various venues. He says the sports and leisure sector is doing about 70% of pre-pandemic business, not enough to sustain higher labor costs.
It's on all levels. It's at security. It's at parking. It's at cleaners. It's on the food side. Every one of those numbers has gone up. It's not gone down. And, you know, again, it's not a 10% lift. It's not a 20% lift. It's 30 and up.
It's not just the entry-level or temporary staffing issue. It's in the mid-level management.
Researcher Michael Hughes said almost 80% of convention center executives report staffing is very or extremely challenging.
I think that partly relates to the work from home, that you're competing with groups that allow remote working. I think this is the biggest issue in the industry. I think this is going to be the long-term challenge.
During two sessions I attended, there was no mention of COVID's impact on staffing levels or employee concerns, but it was a concern for conference organizers. They required attendees to show proof of a negative COVID test. Not everyone could.
We've had a couple last-second changes.
Masks were mandatory, or supposed to be. During my visit, the vast majority of speakers, exhibitors, and guests were unmasked. In one session, I counted fewer than 10 people out of 70 wearing masks. Andrea Smalls did. She's director of operations for the Georgia International Convention Center.
To be able to get back into our venues and get people back in our venues, it's amazing.
During the conference, Maricopa County was experiencing high COVID transmission levels.
If it means I have to wear a mask, let me wear a mask. It's not a political statement. It's a health statement. It's a business statement. I want us to stay in business.
COVID did produce some positive changes, according to Danielle Laser with Aramark. Her company handles food and beverage operations at convention centers, including Phoenix.
We really doubled down on technology.
Depending on the technology, self-checkout, scan and go, ordering through apps, Laser said service can be 50% faster.
But we're not seeing that labor savings quite yet because we just need to have more, you know, labor in the back of the house preparing the food to be able to deliver on, you know, a different point of sale ratio.
Laser and Fender said supply chain disruptions and costs have created opportunities for local businesses.
The distribution lines are completely broken. And so we've really had to look high, wide, and deep for new partnerships, and a lot of that is coming out of the local community.
You know, in the past, I think national products or larger scale products, it was less expensive to ship it in. Mm-hmm. And because everything else is going up between gas and shipping and labor, those cost advantages mm-hmm. are less, and you're mm-hmm. being driven even economically more into the local markets.
Michael Hughes shared a prediction for the convention center industry.
I really think the next 12 months are absolutely critical. I mean, if there's other waves and so on, or if we can't really break into that 80 or 90% attendance recovery, then I'd be more concerned. But I'm in the positive camp, as I said.
Based on his surveys of convention center managers and event producers, most expect a full recovery by late next year or early 2024. That will be 4 years since the first confirmed COVID-19 case in the U.S. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.